this is Brother John Metter, and I pray that this series has been a blessing to you and helping you and strengthening you. And I want to deal with temptation in this segment because, like I said, every one of us are flesh, every one of us are human. We're still walking in this fleshly body. We're still having to battle the carnal mind, and everyday responsibilities and obligations take us out in the world, and there's things that attack our minds and attack our spirits. And if the enemy can, he will bring you into condemnation. He will put you in temptation, and then while you're battling temptation, he will bring you into condemnation. So we've got to learn strategies. We've got to learn how to let the Spirit of God help us, and we've got to learn how to walk in the Spirit. And I'm going to be getting to this in the next couple of segments, but what I want to deal with today is concerning temptation. From James, the first chapter, and I'm going to begin with the 12th verse. It said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." Now I'm going to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and I'm going to read from the 13th verse. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. For God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Now, we can't say when we're tempted that we're tempted of God, because God doesn't tempt man, and neither he doesn't tempt any man with evil. But a man is tempted when he is drawn away and he is enticed of the own lust that is in his heart. And that's what draws a man away from God. So for us to overcome or learn how to fight against temptation, we need to understand that there's got to be a daily dedication. There's got to be a daily working of the Holy Ghost in our lives and in our spirits. There's got to be a daily discipline that takes over. And I'm going to go to Galatians, the 5th chapter, and I want to read a scripture there. You'll have to give me time to get there. And this is the main topic that I wanted to deal with. But this is in chapter 5, and this is in verse 16. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law." Now, this word here, walk in the Spirit, when you break this down and you define the word walk there, it means to occupy yourselves with things pertaining to. So Paul is saying here, occupy yourselves with things pertaining to the Spirit of God. When you pray, when you study, when you seek the face of God, when you meditate on the things of God, when your conversation with others is about the things of God and about what God's doing and about how God's working in the Spirit. It can be your personal testimony, what God's doing for you. It can be listening to somebody else's testimony and then discussing it. 90% of mine and my wife's conversation is on the things of God, on Scripture, on what God's revealing to her, on what God's dealing with her about, on what God's dealing with me about. And we talk about it. We study it. We go back and forth with Scripture. We talk things out. She's my sounding board on a lot of the things that I do and a lot of the things that God reveals to me. I tell them to her, and she comes back and says, well, this is how people are going to understand it and how people are going to take what you're saying. So you've got to learn to discipline your mind and bring yourself to that place that God can flow through you and in you. And I pray this word's being a blessing to you. I want you to become strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. May God bless you.